Wednesday, December 7th, 2022, we say at Lynchpin we do what is effective, not what's popular. And this day is quintessentially that. For time, 10 250-meter row sprints. Basically an interval day. As we all know, intervals, it's Latin for fun. We are also going to say that it's 200 meters on the rower for women. And if we look back as to what our sprint days, engine days have been recently, they were just sprint days. We had death by 10 meter shuttle sprint, quite different than a 10 by 250 meter row. Previous to that, if memory serves, we had, well, we hopped on the bike with some toes to bar, and that was 12 and 8 calories in the bike with some toes to bar each session. Before that, 20 by 55 yard sprints. Before that, 800 meter repeats for three times through. So the 250 meter row, first of all, having just the engine day, just a sprint day on the rowing machine is exactly where we need it to be. And then depending upon, you know, how hard you hit these, it's going to be probably anywhere from a 40 seconds to a 60 seconds-ish sort of an effort, just repeated 10 times. That's a beautiful time domain for us to hit. High intensity, short time domain. The rest as needed aspect, I should have had this down. There's a Lynchpin Conversations that we did specifically on rest intervals, rest periods during interval training. I want to say it was around number 140, but you could do a bit of a search for that. But the only way you could mess this workout up, I should say, is by not resting enough. And that's tough for a lot of CrossFitters to get into their heads if you're not used to interval training and why we're doing it. You want to take rest. And you want to take ample rest, because if you don't, you're going to get back on the rower tired and you're not going to be able to bring a lot of intensity to that effort. And today is all about intensity. So I would say that you should rest at least a couple of minutes between each one of these intervals, if not a little bit more. But I would beg you not to rest less than 2 minutes between each interval. So always welcome to do more. It's going to be great. And let's look back at what we've done recently. I mean, talk about some good variance even just with the 3 days we've had this week. Yesterday, longer time domain, gymnastics movements and running, potentially with a weight vest, below parallel, upper body pulling with gymnastics and a push. On Monday, just pure heavy day, 7 sets of 1, power clean, big pull off the ground, going overhead with the Olympic lift. Now we're on the machine, no loading whatsoever. And if we look backwards as to what we had last week, we were on the air bike, we were out running, getting ourselves on the rower is going to be absolutely perfect. You may not enjoy it in the moment, but this is the workout that we need. Let's see. Wildcard option has you set up with the air bike if that's what you want to do. Scaled option, knocking down the overall volume a bit. Limited equipment crew, 8 by 200 meter run. Yeah. That's going to do just fine. This is, we don't run away from this stuff at Lynchpin, but that might be a bit of a pun. Pun was not intended. We don't run away from sprint days. We lean into them. Sprint days are so astonishingly important. I put them right up there with heavy days, and everyone seems to understand how important and mission critical lifting heavy is. Think of sprint days like that as well, be it foot sprints, rowing or biking. They deliver the goods. Enjoy the day, and I will see you here for the next workout.